And now our feature presentation. This is 89.1 WEMU. Good morning. I'm Matt Hobson. Thanks a lot for joining me, and as you hear from this music, it is time now for Cinema Chat, our weekly look at the world of cinema going on the Michigan Theater, the State Theater, and the Multiplex. And, of course, I'm playing the role of David Fair, but playing the role of Russ Collins is, well, none other than Michigan Theater Executive Director Russ Collins. Hey, Russ, how are you?
Good. Good to be on the air with you, and it is a little bit of a light week. The universities are taking the week off next week.
What better time to catch a movie, then?
That's right. There'll be lots of parking downtown and at your multiplex as well. And the Academy Awards are coming up here on March the 10th, and I'm happy to say that myself and our cinema guru and chief programmer Nick Alderink and Martin Bandyke, a former radio personality, who's also a huge, huge movie maven, are going to do a special pre-Oscar talk on Thursday the 7th at 7:30 at the State Theater. Now, or at 7 o'clock at the State Theater. And if you want to handicap your Oscar ballot to win your pool, this would be a good thing to go to. Plus, it's just a fun conversation with three folks who are deeply steeped in
the
movies.
Who needs Vegas when you got a bunch of local movie buffs?
That's right. That's right. And one of the things that's going to inform the Oscars to a certain degree are the awards that were given out last weekend. The British Academy of Film and Television Arts gave out their awards, and their best film award, their BAFTA award, went to Oppenheimer, who won a lot of awards.
Yeah, I can see that was one of the big winners, and so was the other Oscar contender, Poor Things.
Poor Things, yeah. Poor Things won 8 BAFTAs, so that was pretty amazing. Outstanding, or 5 BAFTAs, I take that back. It won 5. The best British film, I was a little surprised that Saltburn or maybe Wonka didn't win this, or All of Us Strangers, but the winner was The Zone of Interest. I'm a little surprised just because it's essentially a German language film. Hmm. Now, it was produced by an international coalition that included the UK, but we're currently playing The Zone of Interest.
Yeah, NPR just did a piece on this earlier today about the sound design, and it was pretty interesting stuff.
Oh, the technical part of this film, which you don't have to have any technical appreciation because it's the way they use it is just so profound.
Right.
Zone of Interest is a very, very interesting film and definitely worth checking out. The best documentary was 20 Days in Mariupol, which is playing here and there. The animated film was The Boy and the Heron.
Your big-time favorite, I know.
Yeah.
You've been raving about this one, saying, like, okay, give this one the Oscar now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it had some pretty steep competition with Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Elemental, and Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget, which was a British animation, Aardman animation.
Okay.
So that would have been a kind of a favorite as well.
Right.
But Boy and the Heron won. Best director went to Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer. Not a surprise since it won Best Picture at the BAFTA. The adapted screenplay went to American Fiction to Cord Jefferson, who wrote the screenplay and directed it. And we're currently playing this, and it's a not-to-be-missed film. Great performances, very good film. Check out American Fiction if you haven't seen it. Jeffrey Wright's performance is also outstanding. Justine Triet and Oscar Harari won for Best Original Screenplay for another one of my favorite films of the year, Anatomy of a Fall. This is a French film, and definitely worth checking out. Leading actor was Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer.
Himself, of course.
Yep, absolutely. Leading actress, Emma Stone, one of the 5 awards that Poor Things won. And Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer, and that was a great performance.
No doubt.
You didn't even recognize him. Not that he was so terribly made up, but he just played a much different character than you're used to, and he did it extremely well.
I have no arguments with that. I saw there was just 1 5-minute scene where I'm like, that's it. He's going to win everything.
That's absolutely true. And he's not a very savory character either.
No.
So those are the BAFTAs, and they will influence the Oscars to some degree, so they're worth paying attention to. But my secret, as many people know, is looking at the Las Vegas odds.
Of course.
Yeah.
This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm Matt Hobson with Russ Collins talking Cinema Chat, and there's a couple of new films coming to the State Theater that you want to talk about.
Yes, Perfect Days. Now, this is a film that's nominated for Best International Picture. It's a Japanese film. However, it was directed by Wim Wenders, and this is the first Japanese film nominated for Best International Picture that wasn't directed by a Japanese director. Japan has one of the great film cultures in the world.
Dating back to the days of Akira Kurosawa and the early Godzilla films.
Absolutely.
And we've been importing them a lot over here these days.
Absolutely. And even back into the silent era, which they did distinctly differently than most of the world did. But Perfect Days is a piece about a gentleman whose performance has also been very well reviewed and up for many awards. Koji Yakusho is the actor, and the critic consensus is an absorbing slice of life drama led by a remarkable performance by the lead performer. Perfect Days adds a quiet, soaring gem to director Wim Wenders' estimable filmography. And it's about this character who seems utterly content in his simple life of cleaning toilets in Tokyo. Outside of that, he's very, very he leads a very structured life, just very routine kind of life. He enjoys and has a deep passion for music and books. He loves trees and takes photos of them. And there's a series of unexpected encounters that gradually reveal that he had a pretty big career before his toilet cleaning career. And it's a deeply moving and poetic reflection on finding beauty in the everyday world around us. Again, the reviews on this film, Perfect Days, have been outstanding, up for many awards. It's a not-to-be-missed film.
And then, next up, Driveaway Dolls, which is, I'm looking up this, it's directed by just one Coen brother.
Yeah, that's right, Ethan
As opposed
Coen.
To both of them.
That's right. That's right. Well, he did put it together with his wife, Trisha Cook, and it stars Martha Qualley and lots of other folks, Beanie Feldstein, Matt Damon, Pedro Pascal, and it's about it's a comedy caper about Jamie.
As you expect from any Coen brother, but maybe only half the crime and craziness that both Coen brothers usually put out.
Exactly. And this caper takes the character Jamie, an uninhibited and free-roaming spirit who is bemoaning a breakup that she had, and then her demure friend Marion, who desperately needs to loosen up herself, as they go in search to start and embark on a new adventure. They essentially rent a car, or they're driving it from one point to another point for a car dealership, and they're taking it to Tallahassee. But things go quickly awry when they cross paths with a group of very inept criminals who had a different intent for that car.
Again,
that
a typical Coen Brothers staple. You got these top criminals, but they're not exactly the top of their game.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly.
And I see next you landed a pretty big movie ahead of the its release.
That's right. So Dune Part 2, which is directed by Denis Villeneuve and has all of the original cast, including Timothée Chalamet. Mm-hmm. This is Part 2. It was always intended to be a Part 1 and Part 2.
Because it's just so big of a book that you just can't fit into one movie. They tried that once before, but they decided, okay, let's see if we can do it into two this time. And it seems to be working.
Yeah, it did. The first film was very well reviewed and well attended. They delayed the release because of COVID, but this film is coming out on March the 1st, but on Thursday, a week from today, you can go see it at the State Theater. So get your tickets early, because I'm sure the tickets will sell out.
And what I've been reading is, this is a movie that just demands being seen on the big screen. Anything less is just selling itself short. So
that's true. I mean, this is a film that, has big battle scenes.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of subtlety that goes on in the small character and small action that is part of those battle scenes. And also the intimate dynamics of the film are great. It's got Christopher Walken and Lea Seydoux, Florence Pugh, Austin Butler. Again, a great, great cast. And Charlotte Rampling's in it, and David Bautista. So anyway, great cast, very well directed by Denis Villeneuve, and Timothy Chalamet is also well reviewed.
And
you
got a whole bunch of special screenings coming up later this week as well, and next week?
We do. Our late night classic that's a holdover is going to show tonight at 7:30. That's Hunger Games: Catching Fire. Our Friday night 9:30 screening, that's our usual late night screening, is Cowboy Bebop the movie.
Required viewing for any anime fan in the world.
Absolutely. It's based on the 1998 television series, but this was done specifically in the movie. And the animated series was also done as a series of movies as opposed to, you know, kind of connected stories.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The University of Michigan Japanese Studies series continues today with Door, which is at the Michigan at 7:15 tonight. And then we're very proud to be doing a series called Falstein on Screen. It's When I Saw You. It's a 2012 film, and it's set in Jordan in 1967, and some people follow the masses and others the son. Tarek 11, an eccentric, unbounded young man, runs away from home in search of freedom. So go check that film out. And Taste of Things is continuing. That film is doing very, very well. It's elegant. It stars Juliette Binoche as a cook, and she cooks for a chef, and they have a romantic relationship. Oscar shorts. Go check them out.
Did you say Oscar shorts?
Yeah, exactly. Go. There's three programs of them. Zone of Interest, American Fiction, and Poor Things. 5 BAFTA wins.
Excellent. Well, that's a lot to check in, and it's all going to be at the Michigan State Theater and your favorite multiplex. Go see it. For Russ Collins, I'm Matt Hobson with your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Movie Awards Central in downtown Ann Arbor.